The inquest into the deaths of St Basil's residents has heard that a senior Victorian health official concluded that elderly residents who were infected with COVID were safer at the facility and didn't need to be sent to hospital. The inquest was told that when some residents were eventually taken to hospital, they were barely conscious and dehydrated. In the end, 50 residents died, some of COVID and some of neglect. I've been speaking with our reporter covering the inquest, Emily Burke. And part of the St Basil's tragedy is that residents did not receive the care they needed and were entitled to receive, and that the decision to evacuate them all to private hospitals was made weeks after the outbreak began. So what's now known about the private hospital capacity at the time?
Well, we don't have specifics on bed numbers, but we know that multiple private hospitals were engaged to respond to the pandemic. In fact, there was a recently recommissioned private hospital which had been owned by La Trobe University and leased to Healthscope, which runs multiple private hospitals. Healthscope had spent the first COVID wave gearing up for this very scenario. By the time of the St Basil's outbreak, in fact, Healthscope had already taken residents from another aged care facility, Menarok in Essendon, to that centre. We heard yesterday there was no impediment to do it. The Commonwealth wanted it to happen. They wanted 40 of the COVID-positive residents at St Basil's to be sent to hospital urgently because they had concerns there weren't enough experienced staff to care for the residents. But when the St Basil's staff was stood down and they did a handover to the surge workforce, Terry Simons, the Deputy Secretary of the Victorian Health Department, deemed all positive residents were safer where they were. They didn't need to be moved to hospital. A day later, he was of the opinion that a hospital transfer could be disastrous and that the ADF should be called in. And he explained that some aged care operators had been waving the white flag and sending COVID-positive residents to public hospitals rather than managing the outbreaks in-house. Crucial to this is that the state was relying very much on the Commonwealth's ability to get enough replacement staff to take over from the St Basil's workers who were in isolation. But as the crisis unfolded, as we know, not enough workers could be found.
So what happened then?
Well, the picture has been painted with really a wicked problem and a terrible dilemma with sick or potentially sick elderly residents at St Basil's while their carers were ordered home to isolate. And the reality being that the health and hospital system was under strain, there was a risk of possible spread of infection in the community and in St Basil's, and the demand for clinical workers was outstripping supply in both aged care and in hospitals, and there were many outbreaks across the state at the time. By the 24th and 25th of July, however, St Basil's residents were being taken to hospital, and the Healthscope Chief Medical Officer Victoria Atkinson, who was handling the intake of those residents, said she was given 5 hours notice to hold 20 beds for residents. All of them were hypoxic from COVID and either deeply unconscious or barely conscious. So getting them to drink by themselves was very challenging. All of them were in an acute situation and needed double nursing teams and were put on IV fluids. Worth noting late today, Linda, very late today, that the lawyer representing the St Basil's managers, Con Contis and Vicky Koss, were both summoned to appear for next week, but they've made a submission to the coroner objecting to giving evidence on the grounds that they may incriminate themselves. And the coroner is considering that request.
Emily Burke reporting.